You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That So Last Century, What We Wore from the 1950s to the 1990s, is an exhibition that explores New Zealand's fashion history. The exhibition contains photographs, magazines, LPs, trade catalogues, manuscripts, clothing patterns, and books held in Auckland Library's Heritage collections that give insights into our fashion habits from the middle to the end of the 20th century. I spoke to one of the exhibition's curators, Zoe Collings, about the curation process.
That So Last Century is on in the exhibition room on level 2 of the Central City Library. So that's the heritage and research floor of the Central Library. And the exhibition explores what some New Zealanders were wearing out and about, at work, at home, and what was shown in fashion magazines during the last 50 years of the 20th century. We also look at how the garment industry impacted on different parts of Aotearoa society. So that includes looking at the popularity of home sewing, where we shop for clothes, the emergence of New Zealand-based fashion designers, and how prevalent local clothing manufacturing was. And we look at fashion trends in magazines and what was taken by studio, street and home photographers. So showing a range of clothing styles over that time period. And you can see what models were wearing through to everyday people and their own home sewn creation.
What drove you to, I guess, explore this particular topic in an exhibition form?
So I was inspired after seeing a short documentary that my colleagues Renee and Sue helped to create, which is part of a film and podcast series exploring Tonga held in our Auckland Council Library's Heritage Collection. The series is called Nākō, The Collections Talk, and you can watch all the videos on YouTube or through the library website. So the particular episode I was inspired by was the streetwear where Doris DuPont, New Zealand fashion designer and fashion historian, is also interviewed in. And Renee and Doris look at the 1960s Reichenberg photography street photos, as well as the 1990 project photography work. And they cover a wide range of magazines in our collection. And so when we were discussing exhibition ideas as a group, this one came up and we thought that it could be expanded, like what was featured in that documentary could be expanded to the wee room we have. And my colleague Keith, who's a photographs curator, mentioned the Noel Brotherston photos, which 900 of them have recently gone up on Kura Heritage Collections online. And they're wonderful photos of a kind of studio fashion from the 1960s and 70s. Well, studio fashion isn't a very good term to use, but he photographed clothing that would be later featured in magazines at the time. And then my other colleague, Kirsty, who's a manuscripts librarian, reminded us of the Cambridge Clothing Company manuscript collection. So that's a wonderful archive of that particular clothing company that was established in Auckland in the 1870s. Yeah, so it seemed like a good option.
Did you happen to notice any trends or themes that were pervasive throughout the different decades? Was there something that was particularly Kiwi about what we were wearing?
Yeah, I didn't really notice that during the curation process, but when Doris was being interviewed in the room, she was looking at different photographs and different parts of our collection on display, and she pointed out a particular item of clothing which I think some people may not consider super fashionable and may think of as like maybe slightly daggy, but I personally love and kind of I think is a really great garment, very practical, you can wear it year round, and I hadn't thought of it as an iconic New Zealand clothing item, but it does feature across the decades from the 50s through to the 90s, and that is the cardigan. Love a cardi.
It's so New Zealand. The cardigan is so New Zealand. I can picture uncles and aunties wearing it now.
Yeah. Across different social groups, I think it is an iconic New Zealand fashion item.
Yeah. I'm actually wearing a cardigan today, so I'm just feeling feeling both both like validated, but also like, am I just like everyone else? But I love it.
Cool. I'm glad you can relate.
I did want to ask about overseas, and did you happen to notice any similarities between trends here and trends overseas? Because I guess the kind of thought process in New Zealand is that we're maybe like a decade or 5 years behind what's happening overseas. But did you happen to notice similarities between the two, I guess, the growth of fashion or the movements of fashion?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of similarities between what was happening internationally, fashion-wise, and what was happening in New Zealand. Like Doris mentioned in, when she was talking about the exhibition, that New Zealanders were really looking to Paris, to London, for their design inspiration, and that was quickly picked up by the New Zealand market. But during that time period, a lot of clothing was mostly manufactured in New Zealand, or something that we look at in the exhibition is home sewing. So people could go to a fabric store and buy a pattern of the latest design and get some fabric and make that design relatively quickly. So I'm not sure about us being 5 years behind. I think we were closer in time with those fashion trends in the 90s when Aotearoa-based designers were kind of flourishing and becoming more prominent. I think at that point we were those designers were recognised as doing something individual and not following international trends, kind of forming their own identities.
That's beautiful. And I just wanted to kind of finish by asking if there was either an outfit, piece of clothing, or even a piece of media about what we were wearing that sticks out as your favourite part of the exhibition, or something that you're particularly fond of.
Yeah, oh, there's so many things I love in the exhibition. You know, we're so fortunate to be able to show a wide range of material that we care for in heritage collections. I do love the Reichenberg Street photographs. They're all taken on Queen Street in the year 1960. And John Reichenberg and his team of photographers were just amazing at capturing Aucklanders at that time. And throughout the exhibition and that particular photograph collection, it really shows how diverse our city was and is. And yeah, the photographs are amazing. You know, you've got people from all different cultural and social backgrounds, and people really dressed up to go into the city at that time. So some great outfits captured. I also love Adija record cover, like the harem pant and the big shoulder pads. And there's a piece of ephemera from, it's a leaflet, and it's from a shop. I'm not entirely sure what the shop is called, but it states on the cover that it's Smith's Remnant Bargains. So you could go into the shop, find a fabric remnant, and then inside the leaflet it shows you what you can make from that remnant. I just think that's really fun and gives a good insight into our social history.
That was Zoe Collins, co-curator, speaking on the exhibition That's So Last Century, which is on now at the Auckland City Central Library. We'll be back after a quick break. Make sure you keep...
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.